On December 25th, 2025, about 8 a.m., while most of the city is still waking up or unwrapping Christmas gifts, a single Airbus A320 Indigo flight 6E460 from Bangalore will bank over the Panvel Creek and touch down. 40 minutes later, say about 8:40 a.m., flight 6E882 will throttle up and roar into the sky, heading for Hyderabad. These aren't just flights. They are the firing of the second engine. For 70 years, Mumbai has defied the laws of physics. I mean, we've been a mega city of 20 million people. Metaphorically, flying on a single engine, one airport, choking under the heavy weight of 50 million passengers. We've all lived the nightmare, circling over the Arabian Sea for 45 minutes just because there's no slot to land, or sitting on the tarmac because the gate isn't free. But as of this month, the physics are changing. The DB Patil Navi Mumbai International Airport is going to be live. Well, this isn't just a new building. We're talking about an engineering miracle where they literally leveled a 90-meter hill and rerouted two rivers just to lay the tarmac. We're talking about a facility that launches with the world's fastest baggage claim system and a mandate to serve over 90 million passengers. But here's the question no one is answering. When you go online to book a ticket to Mumbai next month, where exactly are you landing? And how do two massive airports operate just 35 kilometers apart without their flight paths tangled in the sky?
You're listening to Nelson John 360. Nelson John 360.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Nelson John 360. I'm your host, Nelson John. And today, I'll be decoding the twin engine era of Mumbai. We aren't talking just about travel. We're talking about the rewiring of India's financial capital. You know, it's always good to have you with us. Whether you're listening to this on the Sion Panvel Highway or stuck in traffic at the chaotic Western Express Highway, this episode is your survival guide for 2026. All right, let me get started with the scale of what just happened. When Prime Minister Narendra Modi formally inaugurated this site on October 8th, it marked the end of a construction saga that frankly seemed impossible. Now, to build this airport, engineers didn't just pour concrete. They fought geography. Now, when I mean they fought geography, they had to flatten a massive hill, 90 meters high, and divert the Ulwe and Ghadi rivers. Think about the audacity of that. They reshaped the earth to create a flat canvas for what is now officially the DB Patil Navi Mumbai International Airport. While we refer to it as NMIA for brevity today, that name honors a local leader who fought for the rights of the people who gave up their land for this project. It's a reminder that mega projects have a human cost and a human story. Now, the focus shifts from construction to operation. The mandate here is clear. Take the load off the crumbling infrastructure of the old airport, CSMIA. But this isn't just an overflow parking lot we're talking about. You know, let me break down this into four critical segments. The first one is the twin airport physics, you know, how Adani's group is going to manage two massive hubs without them cannibalizing each other. Second, the invisible highway. We'll look at the airspace management and why the airport is only operating from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. initially. Third, the ghost terminal risk. The specific connectivity hacks you should know, including the truth about the train versus the road. And finally, the Lotus effect. A look inside the Zaha Hadid-designed terminal that promises to be India's first fully digital travel experience. All right, let's fire up our engines. You know, to begin with, let's start with the business model. Usually, when a city gets a second airport, we expect a dogfight. We think of London's Heathrow versus Gatwick. Different owners fighting for your ticket money. But Mumbai, it's different. This is where the Adani factor comes into play. Adani Airports Holding now controls both engines. They run the existing CSMIA in Santa Cruz, and they built and run the new NMIA in Panvel. This is a monopoly, yes. But in logistics, this single ownership allows for a coordinated dance rather than a prize war. The split hub strategy here isn't competition. It's segmentation. The old airport is bursting at the seams, handling over 50 million passengers. The new airport kicks off with a capacity of over 20 million in phase one. Eventually, they will scale up to a staggering 90 million. So, how do they decide who flies where? You know, watch for a corporate versus commercial split. You know, one of the most fascinating stats about NMIA when I was researching about this episode is that, you know, this airport features 75 dedicated stands for business jets. That's a massive number. You know what it signals? It signals that NMIA aims to be the general aviation capital of India. If you're a corporate honcho flying in on a private jet for a meeting in Navi Mumbai or Pune, you will likely be routed here. It keeps the small, slow private jets out of the hair of the big commercial airlines at the old airport. For commercial flyers, the split will likely be driven by alliances. We could probably anticipate a future where Star Alliance, that is Air India and Lufthansa, might fortify their position at the old airport to serve both South Mumbai business travelers, while the new airport becomes the fortress for low-cost expansion. In fact, let's take a look at the launch lineup. IndiGo, Akasa Air, and Air India Express. These are the pioneers. They are the ones with hundreds of new planes on order. They physically cannot park those planes at Santa Cruz. There's no room. For them, NMIA isn't an option. It's a survival necessity. This coordination prevents the chaos of split operations. An airline hates having to staff ground crews at two airports in the same city if they don't have to. But because Adani runs both, they can incentivize entire fleets to move. It's like, move your domestic operations to Panvel and we'll give you a discount on landing charges. How about that? The goal? Bring the old airport down from 110% capacity to a healthy 90% and let the new airport absorb the growth. You know, it's a masterclass in asset utilization. Now, quickly, let's look up at the sky. This is the part that keeps air traffic controllers awake at night. We're dropping a second massive airport just 35 kilometers away from one of the busiest single-runway airports in the world. In aviation terms, safety terms, 35 kilometers is an intimate distance. The daylight phase, this is why the launch on December 25th comes with a specific constraint that most people miss, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. For the initial phase, NMIA is a 12-hour airport. There are only 23 scheduled departures planned daily at the start. Why? It's not because the lights don't work. It's because the air traffic control, ATC, needs to calibrate the tubes. See, what you need to understand is that the sky isn't like how we look at it, open space. It's a series of invisible corridors. So the Airport Authority of India, AAI, has had to redesign the entire airspace above Mumbai to create independent parallel approach paths. They need to ensure that a flight taking off from Santa Cruz doesn't trigger the collision warning system of a flight descending into Panvel. So by limiting operations to the 12-hour daylight window initially, they're testing the stress on the system during peak visibility and peak staffing, without having to add complexities of the red-eye cargo ships. Now, here's a game changer. NMIA has twin parallel runways designed for independent simultaneous operations. At the old airport, the runways cross. Only one can be used effectively at a time. At NMIA, two planes can land or take off at that exact same moment. This is the twin engine efficiency we have been missing. This matters to you because of the holding pattern. We all hate it. the Mumbai Hawa, doing figure eight over the ocean for 20 minutes burning fuel, by splitting the incoming traffic into two distinct streams and having parallel runways at the new site, we theoretically eliminate the bottleneck. If the old airport has a backlog, traffic can be diverted. The airspace has been sliced into a west corridor for CSMIA and an east corridor for NMIA. It's a high-stakes game of 3D chess, but the simulations, you know, they say it works. So I've covered the physics and the sky. Now let me talk about the ground. Because once you land, you still have to get home, right? Now this brings us to the ghost terminal risk. So a ghost terminal is a beautiful facility that no one uses because it's a nightmare to reach. Here's the on-ground reality for January 2026. So if you're in South Mumbai, say Colaba, Nariman Point, you are actually the winner here. The Mumbai Trans Harbour Link, MTHL or Atal Setu, is your magic carpet. You can zip from the Eastern Freeway across the sea bridge and be at the airport in just under 60 minutes. Now, previously, many analysts, including myself, warned that this would be a road-only airport for a while. But we have an update. The rail connectivity is partially active, but it's a hybrid model. You can take the suburban train on the Belapur-Nerul corridor. You need to get off at the Thargarh station. Now, from Thargarh, it's not a walk, it's a transfer. There are dedicated shuttle buses planned to bridge the gap between the station and the terminal. You ask, is it seamless? No, it's cheap. And yes, if you are a student or a budget traveler, the Thargarh and shuttle combo is your lifeline. But let me be honest here. The backbone of a twin airport city is a high-speed metro. The plan is for Metro Line 8, the Gold Line, to connect the two airports in under 30 minutes. But here's the hard truth. That line is a future dream. It's not ready. So for the next 12 to 24 months, if you are traveling between the two airports, you will be relying on the road or the shuttle. You know, here's some quick advice on the launch week. You know, make sure you check the code. You know, the code could likely be NMI or similar. Watch your ticket. Do not autopilot to BOM, right? So also, if you live in Bandra, Andheri or Borivali, the old airport is still your king. Crossing the city across to get to MTHL or the Sion Panvel Highway during rush hour will negate any time you saved in the air. If you're in Thane, Navi Mumbai or Pune, this is your liberation. Pune travelers especially can shave an hour off their journey by stopping at Panvel instead of dragging them all the way into Santa Cruz. All right, so what happens when you walk through the doors? Let's look at the experience inside. So as I mentioned earlier, Zaha Hadid Architects, you know, I'd mentioned them earlier, they are the legends of modern design. And they won a 12-week international competition to design this. The design philosophy is shaped like a lotus. The terminal is shaped like a lotus, yes. India's national flower. But it's not just for Instagram. The structure is an X shape. So what's so special about this X shape, you might ask? It's about walking distance, you see. Many massive airports, you know, when you talk about, say, Dubai or Delhi's T3, you feel like you walk for miles to get to your gate. The central processing hub of the X shape minimizes the distance to the furthest gates. It's efficient design masquerading as art. Also, here are some features that will impact you the most. Digi Yatra from day one. NMIA is designed to be India's first fully digital paperless airport. Biometric processing is baked into the infrastructure, not added on later. They're claiming the world's fastest baggage claim system. Now, if they pull that off, that alone is worth the drive to Panvel. And for the eco-conscious, the roof is lined with solar panels, and the campus has aggressive rainwater harvesting. It clearly aims to be a green gateway. So, the next question is, where can you fly? Starting December 25th, the board will light up with domestic staples like Delhi, Goa, Bangalore, Ahmedabad, and Hyderabad. Do you notice a pattern here? These are high-volume business and leisure routes. They're testing the system with the busiest corridors first. International flights will soon follow once the domestic rhythm is established. And now here's the verdict. the launch of the DB Patil Navi Mumbai International Airport is more than a ribbon-cutting ceremony. It's the moment Mumbai stops fighting its own geography and starts using it. We're moving from a city of scarcity, one runway, limited slots, constant delays, to a city of abundance. A twin airport system capable of handling 150 million passengers combined. Now, the transition won't be perfect. There will be confusion at Thargarh station. There will be people who miss the shuttle. There will be teething issues with the baggage belt. But when you see that first flight, Indigo 6E460, descended over the rerouted rivers and touched down on the new runway, you're watching the future of Indian aviation arrive. The sky isn't the limit anymore. It's the playground. Here's my challenge for you. The next time you book a flight to or from Mumbai, stop and look at the options. If you live in the east or south, give the new engine a try. Be part of the history. And if you do, do tag me in a photo of that Lotus terminal. All right, before I wrap up, I need to take a moment to address something incredible that happened this week. Because of you, my friends, the people listening right now on your commute, at the gym, or at your desk, Nelson John 360, the podcast, has officially broken into the top charts for news category on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much for making this happen. Now, I say this often, but I mean it deeply. Time is the only asset you cannot get back. The fact that you chose to spend, say, 30 minutes of your day with me decoding the complex world around us is an honor I do not take lightly. Thank you for trusting, and thank you for putting Nelson John 360 podcast on the charts. Also, here is a small request to keep us there. If you found value in today's episode, if you've learned something you didn't know before, please do two things for me. Open your podcast app right now and hit that follow button. Honestly, it helps more than you know. Also, share this episode. Send it out to that one friend who's always probably flying to Mumbai, or that colleague who loves infrastructure. All right, that's it. I'm Nelson John. Thank you for making this community what it is. Until next time, keep your eyes on the horizon.